Low Cost Air is proud to sponsor Brian's Beat on the radio and online.
WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
A wildlife wipeout. Good evening. And welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. It is December 12th, and it's dark. You know, what else can we say? We're getting closer and closer to the shortest daylight day of the year. Well, 9 days away, I guess. On this date in 1946... I want you to imagine this for a second. You own enough property, real property, that you could sell six street blocks. Six street blocks. Think of that for a second. If you are in the south end of New Bedford, what are you looking at? From... I don't know. Madison all the way down maybe to... Maybe all the way down to Allen Street? If you're on South 2nd? South 6th? I don't know exactly what that would be on the north end. Bentley Beetle? Making your way up at least to what, Bullard? So, it's a lot of distance right there. Why do I bring that up? On this date, in 1946, John D. Rockefeller Jr. had enough property that he donated, he gifted six Manhattan street blocks to the United Nations. And voila. You've got their building. I can only imagine what Al Gore was thinking on this date in 2000 when the Supreme Court issued the 5-4 decision, basically stating George W. Bush won Florida. That means he won the presidential election in 2000. And you know what happened after that. But what really happened to Al Gore besides the fact that he packed on a lot of pounds? We really haven't heard that much from Al. But we did find out he invented the internet. Maybe that consumed a lot of his time in life. And on this date in 2015, COP21, the Climate Change Summit in Paris, the big agreement, 195 countries said, yes, we will limit the rise in the global average temperature to less than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Imagine, you know, somebody, hey, here's the pre-industrial level. And by the way, that's 2 degrees centigrade or Celsius. Whew, man. I think we tried to get out of that, didn't we? I think we did. Didn't that happen during Trump 1? Think so. The Brian's Beat quote of the day. Whatever you're going through in life, don't ever give up. Whatever you're going through in life, don't ever give up. Mariah Carey with the quote of the day. It's a Friday. Some people call it a fun Friday. I call it a Friday because that's what it is. It is fun. But for some of us that work on Saturday, it's just another day of the week. By the way, speaking of Saturday, I want to get this out before I get into the bulk of this evening's show, after Freedom Fools tomorrow. So starting in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow, Mr. Ho 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 is going to be in the studio. Santa Claus taking your calls and your kids' calls. Same number, 508-996-0500. And I think Santa's going to be in studio for more than 1 hour. That's starting tomorrow, 4 p.m. All right. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you think that this story is a bizarre one-off? Or just a stupid, stupid case of road rage? Here's what happened. A knucklehead driving an SUV up in Tewksbury happened yesterday, deliberately plowed into a flock of seagulls. He killed six of them. I'm still shaking my head. And I'm shaking in disbelief. Let's face it. Seagulls are a bunch of garbage scavengers. One guy in-house said they're flying rats. We know seagulls love kids' French fries. They never pick up after themselves. All you have to do is go through downtown New Bedford. And I don't want to pick on downtown New Bedford. You can go to any park where seagulls have been. Trash is on the ground. And you know what? Seagulls have no problem leaving their calling card on windshields, jackets, caps, sometimes heads. Ugh. Have you ever had a seagull dump on you? Yeah, well, I've been hit in the jacket before. I've been hit on the brim of the cap before. It's not fun. So what I really don't know, and I don't think any of us know, until the authorities can find the person. You know, there's video out there, but apparently not video enough that they've been able to catch the culprit. Now, if this had been somebody running over a bunch of dogs in the street, you know, the holy hell would be out there. Oh, why would somebody do something like that? But you know what? It's seagulls. I can't sit here and tell you that there isn't a time that I have thought, I wouldn't mind one less seagull in the world. But you know what? I never acted on it. I never acted on it. So I'm not sure what ticked this driver off to get into the extreme carnage phase that she or he got into yesterday. I do wonder, because this story is now picking up momentum, not only on the TV news, but on social media. As this story progresses, will other motorists do the copycat thing on the surviving seagulls? And I don't know the intelligence of a seagull. I know that they know how to fly, and I don't. I know that they can go out into the ocean and turn around and make their way back. I know that when it's cold outside like it's been the past few days, they're surviving. They're not saying, where's my winter jacket? So, I wonder about the brain power of the seagulls. And, you know, this person that drove over these seagulls yesterday. My guess is there's a splat of blood or feathers or whatever in the grill or tires or something like that. I wonder if these seagulls are smart enough to say, Here's the dude. Okay, let's just, let's egg, if you know what I mean, the car. I wonder if they have the capacity to handle something like that. On a more serious tone, what should we do? Okay, so there's video. Maybe somebody can enlarge that video and grab a license plate number, and you catch the fool. That's the best title. The fool who did this. You take the fool to court. Now what? Are you going to make the fool pay a fine? And how much, if that's what it's going to be? Restitution? To whom? Think about it. There are all kinds of animals out there. Is anybody really going to say restitution to the seagull? I know you're thinking, oh, sick joke, Brian. I'm trying to be serious about it because you catch the guy. $25 fine, $100 fine, $200 fine. Pays it off. Next time he'll look for a place or she'll look for a place where there's nobody else around, no cameras. You going to take the license away from the driver? Heck, we've got people that are out there drinking and driving that may or may not lose a license, or they get provisional permission to drive the kid to school or stuff like that. So what the heck are we going to do with the person, idiot, who mows down a bunch of seagulls? I'm not condoning what the guy did. I'm trying to figure out what the other side of the coin is going to be. Community service picking up seagull poop. What are we going to do about it? I mean, when it's dogs or cats, the phone lights up like a Christmas tree. Now, I know people have seagull stories. I've got a few. I know people have seagull stories. I don't know if it's my favorite, but if I say it isn't, woman friend will be in a fury. First time that we went out together, you know, the feel each other out type of event, we went down into the courtyard where they were holding the, I think it was the first of the of its outdoor season, Coastal Food Shed, the outdoor market. And then we left and we started walking through downtown, talking to each other. And we were on North 2nd, I believe. And if it wasn't North 2nd, it was the next street over from there. And we get to one of the intersections, and right there is a big, huge, actually a couple of piles of seagull turd. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to say anything about this. I've just met this woman, you know. All of a sudden, woman friend goes, I can't believe a bird could, and you can guess the next word, so much. And we both started laughing because I was thinking something similar. And basically from there, you know, we've kind of been together. All because of seagull poop. Oh, my God. 508-996-0500. Oh, somebody wrote the birds with Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds. This one's going to be called The Seagulls. Oh, my God. I don't know. Well, I mean, what do you do about it? I mean, seagulls, they have a right to exist. I wish they wouldn't be a pain over me. When I go to, I don't go to the beach that much because seagulls are, and I know you think that the eagle sound that I use is a seagull. It's not. It really is an eagle. Hello.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Oh, there you go.
My seagull story is it took place in Fairhaven, I don't know, five or more than that, about almost 10 years ago. And the bartender at a local place up from the river, Oxford Hill, discovered that there was a hole in the back of her back window, you know, the hatchback window glass.
Mm-hmm.
And she had convinced herself that it was a disgruntled ex that was, right, you know, seeking retribution and broke her window. And upon further inspection with a couple of her customers outside, she discovers there's a quahog in the back seat, and there's a perfect hole with a shattered, you know, windshield and a quahog in the back seat. So a seagull had dropped a quahog, and it landed perfectly, went right through the window. And so my question is this: so not only did the seagull disturb a poor, innocent quahog, it caused all of our insurances to go up to pay for this.
Really?
I mean, there ought to be a victim, fund.
Victims fund, courtesy of the seagulls.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear the very part of your story. Was this video capture? Was somebody doing this maliciously on purpose?
Yes. Deliberately plowed in to a bunch of seagulls on the ground. Six of them died.
And I mean, all right, I didn't hear the very beginning. Did they swerve as to not avoid them?
It was deliberate.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's kind of sick. Generally, though, if you're rolling along, they get out of your way.
Yes, they do.
Like pigeons. I'm just wondering if it could have been a mistake. But I don't know.
Well, you know, if it's a mistake, usually you stop because you're going to hear the thud. Thuds. You know what I mean?
If it was rats up by the Parallel Products over by the airport, people were hitting them. Did they stop or did they go to the car wash?
Are you talking about the rats?
Remember when the rats get displaced?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many cars hit, and I'll tell you what, rats are different than seagulls.
They are. I'm not sure how much. When I used to work in Louisiana, and they had an invasive species called Nutra rats, and they had bounties out on them, and I first experienced with it, I told the instructor that was teaching a class that I was taking down there. One of those things ran across me last night. I jammed on the brakes. He goes, "You're supposed to hit him." He said,
"You're supposed to."
Wow. You're supposed to hit him.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You said one of your colleagues called them flying rats. I'm not sure that's terribly off key.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a good one.
Take care, Brian.
You too. 508-996-0500. Hello.
Brian.
You got a good seagull story for me?
No, I think those seagulls are protected either federally or state. And if there is a fine, that money goes to the Department of Natural Resources.
Wouldn't be surprised that there's always going to be a state or a federal agency willing to take your money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't go on Horseshoe Beach with a shotgun and shoot seagulls. So they're protected. And this guy that did that, you know, I wouldn't want to be around him for other things.
Kind of makes you wonder.
He's the type of guy that would probably run over a dog or a cat.
Well, look, I do you drive?
Yes.
Can you tell me that there wasn't a time in your life when you saw a seagull after all the different things that a seagull has done to you that you didn't just consider, boy, I could just ease my mind by just taking the seagull out?
I considered, but I would never do that, yeah. Believe me.
Yeah, no, I believe you. I wouldn't do it either. But the thought runs into our head.
How about when you see, Brian, you drive around a lot. How about when you see a little family of ducks crossing a roadway, or skunks crossing a roadway? You don't slam into those animals. You
no.
Stop. You watch nature in its best.
Well, I guess I look at it differently. Ducks, to the best of my knowledge, have never done anything to me. Skunks, I avoid them. They avoid me. Seagulls, they seem to know how to hone in on me.
And I also saw turkeys crossing the road, and I stopped to let them go.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Most of the time, you stop to let them go. Turtles, same thing.
I've stopped to let deer go by.
Yeah, you better.
Okay, Brian, good show.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate the call as we continue. Hello.
Hey, Brian. I got a funny story for you on a seagull and then on a serious matter. First, a seagull, some years ago, was at the beach. There was a woman and her kids who were having eating sandwiches and potato chips on their beach blanket. And all of a sudden, the seagull came out of nowhere. It did a nosedive and took the Lay's potato chip bag and flew off with it, with a bag with the chips still in it.
Bet it couldn't eat just one.
Yeah, one of the kids wanted to go to put his hand in the bag, and all of a sudden, it came swooped and took off.
Wow.
That's a true story.
I
believe
didn't
get
you.
Crapped on, by the way.
He did or did not?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
But
lucky.
They ran out of chips.
Well, you can always go to the store to buy more.
Yeah. As far as you remember, you had the two guests on the boutique downtown.
Yes.
And I just listened to the news at the top of the hour. Wednesday after 5 o'clock, there was a shooting on County Street, not that far from downtown, where a guy was shot up. He had his lower leg got hit with a bullet, and he fled on foot, and he was captured by the police. And in his car, he had, I don't know how many kilos, the news report said, in his car of cocaine.
Hmm.
And then, I don't know if you heard about it, I was talking to Tim this morning. I wanted to find out more details about the carjacking down in the South End that happened this week. Held up at gunpoint by two masked men, and he was beaten, and they took his car. Have you heard about that?
No, as you bring that up, it's the first I've heard of it. Is that something you found on TV, or
no,
is it something that
I
missed in our
news?
Well,
I don't have a smartphone, but my neighbor said, there was a guy that was carjacked. I haven't heard it. I said, I listened to the news. With a smartphone, he goes on Facebook or whatever. And he says, there was a guy that was carjacked by a masked men with guns. He was beaten, and I guess he got a concussion from it. That's what he told me. That's why I wanted to follow up with Tim to see if he heard anything about it. Anything that came out of the police department.
I'm not trying to make excuses, but maybe it hasn't been released. You know, something like that, if it gets released through the police, we get the releases from the police. Lately, and I think Tim told me this, and I don't want to get Tim in trouble, but I think he told me this a few weeks ago, that the police department, now they seem to release a lot of their information directly through their Facebook page.
Really?
Like I said, I don't want to misrepresent the story, but I think that's what he told me.
Well, he was saying this morning some police departments post, you know, crime, and they post, like, you know, video images of the criminals so that the public can help them, you know, catch the criminals.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But out of the police department, you got the public relations is Holly Antunes, and then you got Lieutenant Scott Carolla, which is another spokesperson, and Jonathan Dowling, the mayor's office. But, I mean, it seems to me, and the guy called Tim this morning, it's been going on for 15 years, that things get swept under the rug. We hear it on the scanner, and we get told about it, but the mayor's office don't want us to know about what's going on to make it look like the crime is down, you know, because of the hierarchy rule. If one criminal commits 15 crimes, they only count it as one because it's one guy doing the crime, you know?
Until he goes to court, then all of a sudden it's like a laundry list of different things. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've heard that many times before.
I just wanted to ask you, Brian, because I don't know if you heard anything, but that's troubling. You know, here this guy is probably doing errands or probably getting ready, you know, Christmas shopping or whatever, and then he gets, held up at gunpoint by masked men who, I mean, beat the guy into a concussion. That's what, you know, I was told. But I wanted to verify that, make sure, you know.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call.
All right, Brian.
Have a great weekend.
I'll probably call you tomorrow.
All right.
You
know. I appreciate it, Brian. Thank you. Bye now. 508-996-0500. I don't know if it's a bizarre one-off or road rage, but more wildlife-oriented. Story out of yesterday's news where a person driving an SUV deliberately plowed into a flock of seagulls. I say deliberately plowed into because there's a video showing it. Six seagulls dead. And I have mixed, it's sad for me to sit here, but I'm not going to lie to you. Mixed emotions. Because I'm no friend of the seagull. And frankly, the seagull is no friend of mine. Seagull has made no bones about dropping turds on my windshield, on the panels of the car. My caps, my jackets, coming after food when I've been eating food. So I've seen what their mischief can do. I don't think they're deliberately trying to be a-holes. I think that's their life. That's what they know. I also want to believe, for whatever this is worth, that not only are they cunning, but that they're smart animals. And why do I say that? You know, birds, they can fly. Humans, we got to get in a plane of some sort in order to fly. They can navigate that ocean and not get lost, make their way back. We can't without proper navigational tools. So, to me, I'm not surprised if they have enough knowledge. You know, there are other seagulls that made it out of that carnage yesterday. I know that they have some kind of way of communicating with each other. They teach each other how to fly and all the other tricks that birds know what to do and how to do. Maybe, just maybe. You know, it's not like, okay, we got the license plate number. We're going to go over and get this person. But it's their friends that were plowed over. Maybe they can smell the blood, see feathers, make some type of recognition. Boy, I know I'm getting deep into this, but here's what I'm I'm wondering if seagulls have the capacity to strike back at this motorist. Worse, okay? I mean, maybe they go after that motorist, it's one off and everything is done. But maybe they take it out on all of us. As a previous caller said, you know, pigeons, when they see you coming, they flap the wings and they're gone. Squirrels, they look and they play dodge with you and they get across the street. Seagulls, very rarely do they get hit. I see, you know, when I drive by, I see them there and I'm coming down the road and, you know, they see me, or I don't know if they've got peripheral vision or what, but they always seem to flap their way out of the way. So I wonder, you know, if they go back after the person that took out six of their friends, you know, maybe I can sit here and say sweet revenge. But I don't want them taking it out on me. I don't know how to keep seagulls out of everybody's trash. You know, when you go through downtown, Brian the cab driver working overnights, when it's getting near 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, the seagulls are out making their noise, looking for bits and pieces to eat. And you might see a lot of trash on the streets in downtown Union, Purchase, Pleasant, William, Elm. It's not necessarily from the street urchins who sleep outside at night. So seagulls, they're going into these trash cans. They're picking out what they want, taking the McDonald's wrapper and throwing it on the street, getting some of the breadcrumbs. That's what they do. They are a nuisance. Not a nuisance enough that I would want to plow into them, but it does make me wonder, what made this guy or this woman so mad, so much in a rage, that she or he had to plow in and kill six of them?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is WBSM.
You know, most people are not business owners, but just about everybody knows one. The dirty little secret is, most owners don't qualify for a bank loan because they lack collateral. At Legitimate Business Funders, owners can get up to $2 million in funding with no collateral, even with a low credit score. And they can get that funding in a couple of days. Find Legitimate Business Funders online at LegitimateBusinessFunders.com. LegitimateBusinessFunders.com.
Traveling for business or pleasure? Instead of booking online, first call Low Cost Air at 800-221-6085. Let a real person compare prices and schedules before AI takes over. With Low Cost Air, booking is your option, which means there's no obligation to purchase anything at all. Call Low Cost Air to compare. 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
Have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that. If this most fundamental right is allowed to perish, then the rest of our rights and liberties will topple just like dominoes, one by one. They'll go down.
Welcome back to Brian's Beat. Just watching during the break the newscast on New England Cable News. I did not follow this Brian Walsh trial. I know it went on for 8 or 9 days. The jury is deliberating. That's about what I know. But I know what I see. And I look at this guy, Brian Walsh. Doesn't he look creepy? I don't know if he's guilty or not. I'm just saying, just you look at him. You watch how he walks into the courtroom and he sits down and lets whomever take cuffs off his hands. I don't know what they're doing to his legs, but just looking at his face. Let me put it this way. They're hungry people at Thanksgiving. When I look at Brian Walsh, I say, that's not a guy I'm inviting over to the house for Thanksgiving. Like I said, I don't know if he's guilty or not, if he's being set up. I don't know any of that. I just know what my face sees, and it's creepy. And I see the picture of his wife, former wife, and I all I can think is, what did you see that I don't see? Besides, obviously, one's male and the other's female. All right, 508-996-0500. There is a large nationwide Portuguese-American group known as the Portuguese-American Leadership Council of the United States. And they promote a lot of Portuguese-American interest. And they are vehemently against and urging people to mobilize against the bill that I brought up the other evening. It was introduced by a senator from Ohio by the name of Bernie Moreno. If Bernie gets his way, if you have dual citizenship, so in other words, you might be a citizen of, in this case, Portugal and the United States. And in our backyard, there are lots of Portuguese folk who are also U.S. citizens. If Moreno gets his way, you're going to have to make a choice of whether you want to be a Portuguese citizen or a United States citizen. And if this bill passes, I'm not sure that it will. I'm just saying, if the bill passes and gets signed by the President of the United States, you would have 1 year to make up your mind which way you're going to go. Now, if you decide you want to be only a U.S. citizen, you would make that announcement to the Secretary of State. You would say, I'm renouncing my, in this particular case, my Portuguese citizenship, and I just want to remain a U.S. citizen. If you decide, well, I still have family in Portugal, and I have great ties, I go back and forth, I'm going to remain a Portuguese citizen, for whatever reason, and you're going to renounce your U.S. citizenship, you have 1 year, the same amount of time that you would have if you're going to renounce your foreign citizenship, to let the Department of Homeland Security know. And it's important that you know this, because if you're going to remain a U.S. citizen, you don't give that information to Homeland Security or vice versa. And here's why. You have 1 year from the time the bill passes, and I'm sure that there'll probably be an extension or two, but basically you would have 1 year. So let's say the bill passed on December 31st, just for giggles. On December 31st, you would have until December 31st, 2026 to make up your mind. If by January 2nd you didn't make up your mind, you automatically automatically lose your U.S. citizenship. Now, I have been under the impression that once you are a U.S. citizen, you can't lose that citizenship. The government can't take it away from you. I'm not sure if there are levers within Bernie Moreno's bill that change all of that. I thought it was somewhere embedded within our Constitution. I just a thought process. But if Moreno gets his way, and I don't think a guy like Bernie Moreno, I believe this is his first term, so I don't think a Bernie Moreno is introducing this type of bill without the backing of President Trump. So if it does make it to the president's desk, you can expect him to sign it. Now, what does that mean? What does it do? It means folks who are here legally doing nothing wrong have to make a choice about their citizenship. And they have a time limit to do it. 1 year. Now, it'd be one thing, and I'm really stretching it when I say that it would be one thing if you were naturalized a U.S. citizen and you committed some type of crime or a series of crimes. And maybe the government wanted to renounce your citizenship on that basis. I'm stretching it. I'm saying maybe. I'm not saying I'm for it. In fact, I would tell you I'm not for that. But whereas you are here, you've gone through the process, the laws are, I mean, if anything, you got to be grandfathered in. If anything, you would have to be grandfathered in. And by the way, who gets grandfathered in if we're talking about dual citizenship? I mean, how does that really work? I think that there's a grander scheme here. We see on one end the president of the United States and some of his MAGA colleagues trying to end birthright citizenship. The attack that's being mounted by Senator Bernie Moreno, stripping dual citizenship. By the way, Bernie Moreno thinks that you need to make an allegiance. You're either going to be fully Portuguese, fully United States-ese, fully Chinese, Russian-ese, whatever-ese. That if you are dual, well, who are you really giving your allegiance to? I would say this, Senator Moreno, if you are forcing U.S. citizens to make a choice like this, then you're really going to have to worry, because they may make a choice and they may not like the fact that they're being forced into such a choice. And then what happens? What are you going to say? Well, this is why we can't have dual citizenship. No, that's not the case. You took choice away from the people. That's one of the founding principles of the United States of America. Choice, freedom to choose. And it goes as far as citizenship. I don't know. The more you like to think things are getting better, the more all you can do, or at least all yours truly can do, is look around and say, it's really not getting better. I don't know what Bernie Moreno's legislation does to help your economy, bolster my economy, help the nation with fighting health care one way or the other, help the people of Ohio with their high energy bills because it gets cold in Ohio. I just don't know. Let me tell you a little bit about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 13th of December. And on the 16th of December, we are going to remember the Boston Tea Party. We're going to remember the Boston Tea Party, but tomorrow during the 2 o'clock hour on Freedom Fools, we are going to be talking about a iced tea party because it's going to be cold on the 16th. That should be fun. And we'll, like I said, we'll do that during the 2 o'clock hour. And then at 4 o'clock, Santa Claus is coming to WBSM.
To change something, you must build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
WBSM.
Traveling for business or pleasure? Instead of booking online, first call Low Cost Air at 800-221-6085. With Low Cost Air, booking is your option, which means there's no obligation to purchase anything at all. Call Low Cost Air to compare. 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air is proud to sponsor Brian's Beat on the radio and online.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
I mean, honestly, what is he even talking about?
I don't know, and I'm not going to try to figure it out. By the way, if you are driving, be careful of the seagulls. They're out there even at night. All right, time for me to pack up my bags. Paul, we'll get you started at 7 in the morning. Pittman at 9. Jose at noon. And Jose is going to join us during the 1 o'clock hour.